We are in Siman Ayin Resh Hey Siv Vav, and we're going to be completing the Siman. Siv Vav. Tinoko Shabes Rabban Korin La'oraner Mipnei She'emas Rabba Olei. And we had learned the halacha that you're not to read by candlelight, by the light of a lantern, as a chash, that you may move it, you may tilt it, so that the oil will be closer to the wick, it'll burn better. In the case of Tinoko Shabes Rabban, of the cheder boys, they are allowed to because they're afraid of their Rebbe. They wouldn't do, and they wouldn't touch a thing without the Rebbe. So the Rebbe won't let them on Shabbos. Some poskim even hold that if the Rebbe isn't in the room, they're allowed to read because they always have this fear that he may walk in any minute. Sif Zayin Mutter Likros Bamem Adlikin Loraner Shreihu Maskir Iser Shabbos Veich Yishkach. To learn Bamem Perik Bamem Adlikin, that you're allowed to. But Mehmed Likin is telling you that you should not go and be mata. How are you going to come and be mata? Mishtabura is medayik that's only by Mehmed Likin. You could be learning the rest of Masech Shabbos or Hilcha Shabbos, and you'll still accidentally tilt it. So that the only heter of Ora Neres for by Mehmed Likin. Sivches noagim likros belel yom kippur b'machzor mipnei she'emes yom kippur aleihem. Another case where they weren't gozers yom kippur. On Yom Kippur, people don't make such mistakes. Yom Kippur, there's the fear of Yom Kippur. It's a day of awe. Tes Leil Pesach Shachalias b'Shabbos. What do you do? Leil HaSeder is on Shabbos. Mutter Likros HaHagadah b'Sefer. You're allowed to go and read the Haggadah from a Sefer. Why? Why is there no Gzera? Mishum Dehevek Ein Roshei Prokim. Because you don't really have to be Ma'ayin in the words of the Haggadah. The Ein Am Ha'oret Shloti Shkur b'Fiv Gzas. What Jew does not know the Haggadah more or less by heart? You just have to look inside just to coach yourself a little bit. But Lamaisa, you really know it. So how about an Amoritz Gomer who doesn't even know that? Lamaisa, Chazal did not require that he forfeit the entire mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach in order that he not be mata. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says, if someone gets up early in the morning in Shabbos when it's still dark, he's allowed to start davening because davening is shagar b'fiv, but he couldn't start learning lo'or haner. Sifyur harav, the Rebbe, over the Talmidim, is the cheder Rebbe. Yochal liros lo'or haner mechen yikur atinokis, ulesadeh rashi aparashis b'fiv b'sefer. He's allowed to go and prepare and also see where the kids are up to. V'kori kol shel ha'parsha al peh. The Rashi parshis, he looks inside, so he should remember how it starts. Once he gets started, he completes the rest on of his own. V'Rashi parshis lav dafke, el kol shiodei ha'parsha al peh, uviktsas tzorech liros p'sefer shari. As long as you don't have to be ma'ayin in the sefer, but you more or less know it by heart, that's good enough. Shemiach ha'shinamayim b'sefer, tominis le'yaker v'lo osi la'atuyeh. So the Bir Halacha says that the same thing goes for someone who's a baki in a certain mesechta, and he doesn't really have to look inside to know all the words. Just, you know, he catches a word here and there and keeps going himself. For him, there's no problem of learning. Sif Yud Aleph. Kelim Adomim Zelazeh. If you have two vessels that are similar, v'tzorech iyan la'avchin b'neim, and you have to look carefully to know the difference. Also, levotkan li'oraner, Vafilu, you're not allowed to be bodikam loraner. Vafilu lahavchim bein begodovlu v'gdei ishto imim domim osur livdok. Even if his clothing and his wife's clothing, they're more or less the same, you're not allowed to look loraner to differentiate between them. Now the Lashna Rambam mishatzorich iyun rav. And Mishtaburis says that in a case of an error of chelav and shaiva, you can rely on the Ramba. Sifyud beis, a shamish, She'ena kavua, a shamish kavua knows the dishes inside out and he can check them even loraner. Whereas a shamish she'ena kavua, where he doesn't really know everything by heart. Oser lo livdo kosis okaris loraner, mipnei she'ena machavin, she'ena makiron, because he doesn't recognize them, bein b'ner shemen zayis, bein b'ner shel neft. Whether it's shemen zayis, whether it's kerosene, pirish min zethas lav marecha ra, sh'oru rav. Hagov yesh matirim b'shal neft, afilu b'shamesh ena kavua. Avol shamesh kavua, mutter lo livdok lora ner kosis, b'mnei she'en tzorechi en harbe, v'm hoya ner shal shemen zayis. So that we'll see that another chumr. So what's this? First of all, why is he checking the kelim? Is a machlokas rishonim. Most rishonim learn that he wants to see which kelim he needs, which ones he doesn't. Whereas the Ran learns he wants to see which kelim are clean so he can put them on the table. Now, why is it that a kerosene lamp, there are matirim? Because it never needs hatoya. You never have to bend it for it to burn better. And the chash that we're soon going to have in Shem and Zayis, you're also not going to have in it. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should only rely on this for mokum tzorach. Now, some hold that they were only matirit and kosis for the sake of nikias. Further, now what did it say? V'imhoya ner shel shemen zayis, ein morin lo livdok, even a shamish kavua, even though you don't stop him, you wouldn't tell him to go and check by shemen zayis. V'afal bishu mutter, there's no gzera there. Gzera shem yistapik mimenu. We're afraid that he'll take some of the shemen zayis to use it. So by kerosene, obviously, we made no such chash. And this is dafka, where you're coming near the ner, because you want to check something. Whereas if you're just reading, they didn't make that halach either. If you're reading by Shem and Zayis, they weren't choshes Shem Yistapik. Hagah, another halacha, Nogu lachasas aktanim shlo yuarumim if neyaneris mishum bizuin mitzvah. Lamashal, to change a little baby in front of the candles, we're knowing that if these are the candles that you lit l'shem Shabbos and you made the bracha on them, then it's a bizuin mitzvah to have the kids running around without clothes in front of them.